This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3, the Fan, football's finest, coming up here at 5 o'clock. Of course, the Expressway at 5:20 will get you caught up on everything that's been breaking throughout the broadcast day here in the world of sports. And then we'll get to L.A. Live and G-Bag of the Day coming up at about 5:30 or so. Mark Schlereth is our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side, and we're going to get Mark Schlereth here coming up in just a second. Rangers baseball at 6:30. I mean, taking 2 of 3 from the Astros and then beating the Brewers in the way that they did. Salute to Jacob Ladd's dominant performance, and salute to Michael Hellman as well with all 5 ribbies. This is different, and beating the quality teams now gives me significantly more confidence. Win one of these next two, and then 2 of 3 against the Mets. Mariners won last night, so you're still a game and a half back, but it's heading the right direction.
I think, man, I should know this. I should have looked this up. But the Brewers, the starter tonight for the Brewers, they've lost 8 straight games with him pitching.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think his record's 3-8. Gosh dang it, Brian, you should look these things up before you say it. But, yeah, I believe they lost 8 straight games.
Wow.
So hopefully that'll be 9 straight games after tonight.
Never bet against a streak. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30 with the first pitch at 7 o'clock. It's amazing how many different Rangers pitchers are free agents, and we'll have to talk about that because the man last night on the hill has a pretty good chance to be in the starting rotation come 2026 as Mark Schlereth joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing pretty good. You know, Cowboys probably not contenders, right? We've accepted that, but they ran it better. They stopped the Eagles 4 times there in the second half. Did you get the feeling the Cowboys might be heading the right direction?
Yeah, well, you know, you get your quarterback back, and that makes a big difference. And I thought, I thought Dak was good, especially in that first half. Come on. I mean, it was just trading score for score, right? 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals, and 4 drives. You scored on every single drive. That's it. Like, those are great things. And did they run it great? No. I mean, Williams was, he was okay, but you only ran it 15 times with him, a couple times with Sanders, 4 times, I think. But ultimately, it just looked better, right? It looked better offensively. And then you guys go into the big time rain delay. I had the same thing. I was in Jacksonville, and it was amazing. We had this real good game going on into about, second quarter, about 8 minutes. And then we had the hour and a half rain delay or whatever it was. And both teams came out after that, and it was just completely stagnant. Like, it was exactly like what happened on Thursday night. So I've never had that in my career. In 12 years, I've never had a delay like that. They probably didn't stop games for lightning in my day. So, they didn't really care about us. I might have had a few lightning games, but we never had a stoppage. But I can't even imagine going back in the locker room for an hour and a half. I mean, I'd be like the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz, oil. I just don't know that I could get rolling again. And the same kind of thing happened in Jacksonville. So I think you gotta walk away from that feeling pretty good about what you did on both sides of the ball, because you know you gave Philly everything they could handle as well. And I thought, it, especially late in that game, what you did with Saquon Barkley only averaging 3.3 yards per carry. I thought they did a really good job of handling the run, and you know, and not giving up too much in the passing game as well.
Mark, I was trying to remember if you were part of the Broncos team when Romanowski spit on J.J. Stokes.
Yes, I was.
So what was your perspective on that? Obviously, Dak with incredible composure. You were a fired-up player. You're a fired-up announcer. Could you have contained yourself like Dak?
You never know until you're in that situation. I think sometimes you're so shocked that somebody would do it, right? Like, you're almost like, I can't believe that. Good on Dak for being able to compose himself, no question about it. Just so stupid. Like, you just think about how that went down with Carter. So stupid. I can't even believe you're that dumb. Like, I would have to, you got fined, I think today, $60,000, whatever it was. I would have to fine them as an organization for just being stupid. Like, you just get an extra stupid fine. Because you just can't operate that way. And then ultimately, you lessen the strength of your football team, because those two behemoths inside, I mean, those guys are huge difference makers, as you guys both know, with Davis and him in there. So, So anyhow, just kind of crazy in general of how that went down.
Your Denver Broncos, I'm curious how you felt Bo Nix looked.
I think he looked very average at best. Now, the first interception that he threw was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Was completely not his fault. Mims is running a corner route, and once he breaks coverage, he just stops running. And so the defender just drops him and then drives the over route. And, like, you look at that, if you're running your route properly, you know, we call them for the love of the game routes. If you're running your route properly, you have to honor that. But as soon as he just pulled up, the DB on that side of the field just said, oh, really? That's what you're doing? Okay, let me just drive this route. And so things like that, you know, when you go back and you watch the coach's tape and you see that stuff, you're like, oh, shoot. And oftentimes you don't even see that in the game. You know, you just don't have sometimes the perspective that you do when you're watching coach's tape and when you go back through things. But that said, man, I thought he made some really bad throws. It felt hurried and rushed. Where I really thought they were bad was in the running game, and especially in the zone read stuff, where you're making a decision whether to hand the ball off based on the defensive end play, based on the end man line of scrimmage play, or pull the ball and keep it. And they had a couple great kind of designs where you're faking the handoff and you got a fullback or a tight end leading you to the outside edge, and that defensive end is pinching down to take away the run, and instead of pulling it and running and getting yardage, you hand it off. And I thought there was about three times where he just really made bad decisions in his own read game that would have helped set up some play action and stuff. So it certainly, but listen, that was endemic of the weekend in general, the National Football League. There was a lot of nuanced things that teams, frankly, because they don't play anymore in the preseason, just aren't very good on the offensive side of the ball.
Hey, Stink, what do you make of these games where teams have massive leads and then all of a sudden just completely fall apart, say in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, like the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens and the Minnesota getting 21 points last night on the Bears. What is that just going to be all year long that teams are going to just blow leads?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's it's twofold. Is you as a as an opponent keep teams in games. Mm-hmm. You don't close teams out. You look at the first drive for Caleb Williams, he was really spot on, and it looked really good. And then from that point forward, it looked like Caleb Williams in college and last year. And inaccurate throws, doesn't have his feet underneath him. He just looked poor. And when you play that way, you keep the other team. The team is sitting in the locker room at halftime. They're sitting on the sideline in the third quarter going, hey, guys, this game isn't over.
Yeah.
Like, you keep teams in it as opposed to just squashing them, right? As opposed to stepping on their necks and killing them and being done with it. You can't produce on offense. You have them three and outs. You just, like, those things kill you as a football team because it keeps the other team believing that, hey, man, we're one big play away from all of a sudden making it work. And then you look at what happened with the Minnesota Vikings. All of a sudden they get what's the running back's name? Jordan Mason comes in, rips off a couple of big runs. The next thing you know, there's a touchdown pass to Justin Jefferson. And then you get the touchdown pass to Aaron Jones, where they lock him up on a middle linebacker who's a backup linebacker. And the next thing you know, man, they've got, they've got you on the ropes. And then JJ McCarthy scrambles for 9-10 yards for a touchdown. So, if you let teams hang around, eventually they're going to beat you. And we saw that in Buffalo, and we saw that last night in the Monday night game.
Mark Schlereth with you. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. How do you power rank or handicap the AFC West right now?
Well, I just take great pleasure in seeing the Kansas City Chiefs in last place. That's exactly where they belong. And I will tell you this, guys. In my day, if Patrick Mahomes pulls the crap he pulls on the sideline where he starts to pull up and then he lowers his shoulder and blasts the DB, we'd be trading paint and he'd be out for a while because somebody would injure him. That stuff, you continue to pull that garbage, and you deserve exactly what comes your way. And if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles and I'm getting ready to play him, I throw that tape on 6-7 times on the sideline, and I say, if I'm Vic Fangio, Patrick Mahomes is fair game. If he's on the sideline, blast his ass. And we'll figure out the fine, but blast his ass. Go ahead and hit him right in the freaking teeth with the crown of your helmet. Because that garbage, using the rules, and I am all for protection of players, but when you act like, okay, you can't hit me, I'm going to step out of bounds now, and he's done this for years. He's the number one. There's a lot of quarterbacks who do it, but he might be the number one violator of this. And all of a sudden, he tippy-toed down the sideline for an extra 3 or 4 yards. Be careful, and I would totally be for anybody blowing his ass up, because that's garbage.
Anything but spitting on him, right?
That's right.
Final question here. I'm just curious. I know we had a little bit of a banning of the smelling salts this year. Were you a big smelling salts guy?
Oh, yeah, I use some smelling salts. Yeah, yeah. I think you can BYO smelling salts, BYOSS. Yeah. Yeah. It's just stupid. Why? What do they do? What's the problem with smelling salts? Is it a bad influence? I have no idea what I don't know what the premise of banning smelling salts are. It's a bad look. Is that what it is?
Maybe the kids. Look?
Some of these owners are good at pinching pennies, you know. Maybe the $40 a game is too much.
The kids, it's the kids. Hey, yeah. most of the kids that are worried about smelling salts aren't going to play in the league anyhow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cowboys going to beat the Giants, right? That offense looked terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I said it 8, 9, 10 weeks ago. You should cut Russell Wilson and just start Jackson Dart. What do you got to lose?
Yeah, exactly.
There's Russell Wilson trying to pad his completion percentage, throwing a bunch of bubble screens and dumping off the checkdowns. They looked awful. They were awful, and I said a long time ago, and I used the Broncos as kind of the litmus test, if you will, or the blueprint. Start your rookie quarterback and live with the growing pains. Baptism by fire, but we already know what Russ is. I mean, we've known that for a while. And so, that was pathetic. I mean, it was awful. And now, I heard the report today that Brian Daboll wants to move on from Russ and the ownership won't let him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, who's coaching the team? Like, what are we doing? You want to talk about emasculating your coach? I mean, the Giants, they should just start wearing Jets. They should just start wearing green uniforms. The Giants have become the Jets.
Ooh, on fire.
What are we doing?
Thank you, sir. We'll chat with you next week. Enjoy the games.
All right.
There he goes. Mark Schlereth absolutely on fire with heat on Patrick Mahomes, heat on the Giants there as well.
Blast his ass.
I love that dysfunction coming out of New York. Okay, an edition of Football's Finest coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
We got a college football media watchdog alert, plus we take a look at the Cowboys' defense. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.